There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. I have a story I want to talk with you about in just a minute, and apparently you guys are interested in it as well because we just got a huge number of responses on Facebook. But I want to tell you about something so I don't forget about it, which is on Friday afternoon I did a two-hour interview with somebody who's interviewing me. I'll tell you when it's ready, and I'll tell you where it is. I think we'll probably post it on the website and stuff like that. But it was a really nice kind of thing of, they used really, really flattering kind of terms like icon, which is a little, I sort of giggled. I said, I don't know about that. It sort of reminds me of a story in the newspapers a bunch of years ago. When I was on book tour, and the reporter, I said something about that I was going to be a 25-year overnight success, and she wrote in the newspaper that I'd been on the air for 25 years, which wasn't true. And I guess because she decided I was a success, and I decided I wasn't. So is that kind of interview. But I'll tell you what the most interesting part about it was for me. At the very end, 2 hours is a long time to talk about yourself. And at the end of it, the reporter, who's very the writer, he's more than a reporter, said, what do you think? I'm trying to think what he said. What your defining moment was. I think that it wasn't. I'm trying to remember exactly the right words. And I'll tell you what my answer was, because I can't remember exactly what the question was, but I'll tell you what my answer was and why I wanted to talk to you guys about it. Was I said, that the best thing about my program, as far as I'm concerned, is it brings out the best in each other. That whether it was, the woman calling, Eric, my first caller today, was a great example of that, of somebody calling in and sharing a life experience that was not particularly easy for him to share for a number of reasons. Well, first of all, I think just the modality itself, you got to call up and you got to be on hold, and that can be a little nerve-wracking. I get it. There's that. Second, he was calling to admit that he'd made kind of a misstep in that he'd believed something that turned out to be easy to believe, but profitless and inaccurate. That's hard to admit, that you made a mistake. And yet he was calling up, nerve-wracking, admitting it. And he was calling up because what he wanted to do was share some information when he was back on track that he thought would be useful. To me, a little bit, but mostly to y'all. And I said that because of this program, as far as I'm concerned, because of this method of dealing with one another, that in some ways I get to hear and you get to share the best of human behavior, the bravery, the willingness to change, the ability to accept responsibility, generosity, kindness, as opposed to a lot of what goes on in our society right now, that is in some ways the worst of human behavior, the most venal, the angriest, the racist, the sexist, the homophobic, the angry, the disenfranchised, all the kind of, and I suppose everybody has both sets of emotions, but that in my program, it's not me, it's y'all. I'm the conduit for it. But it's you guys on a day-to-day basis, whether it's a woman calling up and saying that she was newly married, that they had no money and she'd lost her wedding ring, and should she tell her husband? And somebody calling up right after that and saying that her husband had died recently, and could she send her wedding band to this woman because they had an incredibly happy marriage and she hoped that the same luck would go to them. Or a woman who called after Katrina, who was looking for work, and somebody who called in Virginia and said, look, I have a farm, and if she wants to come and live here and work, help me work the land, there's no money involved, but I'll give her, room and board. I mean, that kind of kindness and generosity and willingness to reach out to one another. And, as far as I'm concerned, it is the hallmark of the program. And it's not me. It's y'all. But it's the place that it happens. And I shared with him one of the memorable calls that I had, which I'm not sure I'm going to share with you right now. I'll give you the gist of it, because it's very hard for me to talk about it, even after all these years, without sort of crying, which is not, I think, exactly what I'm supposed to be doing on the air. But it was a very emotional call of a woman who just called and was talking about... I was filling in. I didn't have my gig yet, and so I was filling in on Christmas Eve, which is, if anybody ever asks you to host a talk show on Christmas Eve, tell them no thank you. Because people who are alone on Christmas Eve are alone, right? And it's not an easy time. If you're going to host a show on Christmas Eve, get a guest or something. Get Santa Claus or Rudolph or somebody on the show with you. Don't do it by yourself, and don't do it if it's not your gig. And this woman called up to say that her husband had died a year ago, and she told the story, which I'm not going to tell because I'll burst into tears again. But at any rate, that he had sort of collapsed, and she had gone into bed and kind of helped him out of this life by sharing the details of their life together. And at the end of it, she was sobbing and I was sobbing, and I've never forgotten it. And I think about it every Christmas Eve, because at the end of this, what I was incredibly grateful to her for doing that, for doing essentially what Eric did, is calling up and sharing a very private, very important, very emotional, very difficult part of her life with me, and with me via me through to y'all. And I remember saying to her that I thought that was a really beautiful story and a wonderful gift, because the issue for most of us wasn't dying, it was dying alone, and that she had found the courage and the love and the bravery to kind of help her husband out of this world into whatever comes next. And so it's a story that, as I said, I've probably told 30 or 40 times, and I don't think I've ever done it without sort of choking up. And then he asked me that. He said, well, can you think of the quintessential, maybe it was the quintessential moment of your program? And that's when I kind of launched into this, because no one had ever really asked me that. They'd ask me for memorable calls and stuff like that, but quintessential moment. I'm not sure that's exactly what he asked. And what I said was, what a blessing it was that you guys show on a day-to-day basis the best of human behavior. And it's not that you're angelic necessarily or saintly, because basically almost everybody who calls me is calling, with very few exceptions, to say that somebody's making them unhappy, and could I please tell them how to make that person disappear without being indicted for murder. And of course, that's not what I can do, and that's not what I know how to do, and that's not, even if I knew how to do it, I'm not sure that I would do that. Because the deal is, you can't change somebody else's behavior, you can only change your own. And so my whole job is to convince you to change your mind. And I think a large part of what my brethren do on the radio is not change anybody's mind, that people call in and they still have the same sense of right and wrong, or good and evil, or inside and outside, mine and yours, that at the end of the call that they did at the beginning, which is neither here nor there. It's just not what I do, because my job, in a nutshell, is really to change your mind. And I don't have very long to do it. And to change your mind, not about politics, and not about legislation, and not about politicians, and not about the economy, but about yourself. And how you're going to behave, and what's going to make sense to you. And so I just thought I would tell you that, because because you guys, as far as I'm concerned, make the world a better place. And I get to be the conduit. I get to be the lightning rod for it. But it's y'all. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what I'm here to do, is exactly that. 855-99-37569. Rachel, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, It's about job seeking, mostly.
Oh, okay.
I'm 31, married, no kids, and I've been looking for a new job basically for the last 3 months, sort of.
Okay.
A job that's more on my career path, less of a transient, part-time sort of stuff. And
what is your career path?
Well, I just got my master's in sustainable food systems, so
okay.
That's my career. It's a little vague, I understand.
I was just going to say, what would the ideal job consist of? Would you be working for a grocery chain or a farm or a government agency or what?
Well, my background is in farming, actually. So that's where my true passions lie. But
okay.
I want to be farming for myself and my family, not for someone else necessarily. So my true, like what I really wanted to do is actually the job that I had for basically the last year, but I just actually left last week. It turned into a very part-time position working for a nonprofit, and I was working with kids from inner city youth with an urban farm and community gardens and with school gardens.
Okay.
And so it was really perfect, but it ended up not being perfect. I think there were some money issues and a little bit of conflict with management, and it kind of became very unpleasant, so I left. And I have another job lined up. It's only part time, and it's something that it's within like agriculture, but it's not enough to sustain me at all because it's really part time. But
you mean when you sustain, are we talking intellectually or financially or both?
Mostly financially, but I do think there will be a little bit of an issue like intellectually too.
Okay.
But, I mean, I have a lot of passion for this. It's like helping people who want to be farming find the farmland to be able to do that. So
okay.
I have a lot of empathy for the job, for the people that I would be helping out now. But the question comes down to the fact that I just saw a job posting for a job that was essentially what I just left, but it's full-time, has benefits, it's way more sustainable financially,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be in a different area of the state. The commute will be about the same of the job that I just left. So I know that I have to apply to it because it's really, I'm super qualified for it, but
okay.
I also am feeling like I don't want to screw over the people that I just accepted a part-time job with in case this works out. And so I guess I'm looking for a different perspective on how I can go about this. I'm assuming that I'm gonna interview and it's gonna go well and they're gonna offer me the job. That's a scenario I want to be able to work with.
All right. Well, first of all, I agree with you. I think you should apply for it because there's no guarantee that you'll get it. Even though I hear that you're very optimistic. The job, the part-time job that you've accepted would start when?
Orientation and my training will start next week. I have to go up to New Hampshire for that. So it's a day's trip.
Okay. And would you be working out of the area that you're living in now?
Yeah, I can basically work from home, and it's going to be a matter of some travel within the state.
Okay. Here's what I would
8 hours. Sorry.
Go ahead with the 8 hours. What's the 8 hours?
Oh, just that it's an 8-hour minimum per week, and then usually six up to 16, or maybe a little more depending on funding and projects.
Okay. Is the dream job that you're going to apply for is how many hours a week?
It's full time.
Okay.
So 40.
Rachel, you got no kids.
I know.
What would stop you from? Well, that's all right, but you don't have now, and unless I'm mistaken, it's going to take the better part of a year, like 9 months, if you got pregnant this afternoon, which means apply for the job, the full-time job. If you get it, mm-hmm. figure out a way to do both. I mean, it seems like they would probably dovetail with one another. One, you can work out of your house. 8 hours a week is basically one extra day a week, so you may be working you know, 40 hour, you may be working 48 hours a week, which is not exactly a killer load. And presumably one of several things will happen. Either the two will dovetail well together. You may end up figuring out a grant to write so that, which is what I was going to suggest before we found out about the perfect job that you already want, is begin sort of thinking about how to do what you want to do by yourself as opposed to getting a paycheck from somebody. Become an entrepreneur, which means writing a grant or making some contacts to get people to support you. But, I mean, I would go ahead and apply for the dream job. Go ahead and get trained for the other job. If you can work out of your house and it's a minimum of 8 hours a week, you could probably easily do both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to be busy, but you don't, I mean, mm-hmm. Look, if it's any comfort to you, it's nothing. At one point, I was a full-time graduate student and a full-time engineer. You don't even have to worry about budgeting your time. You just have no time. But you don't do it forever. And it makes you incredibly efficient about stuff. And, I mean, if there's a commute involved, maybe you take a train rather than drive so that you can do some of this stuff, you know, that if you had an hour a day that you could do the part-time job, that, you know, that only leaves 3 extra hours that, I mean, I think it sounds very doable. They sound fairly compatible with one another and kind of enriching. I mean, that they just fit so nicely together, and you'd have some great contacts, some great experience, some serious jingle in your jeans, and a sort of variety of experience to be able to think about doing this for yourself. Because if you have kids at some point, you may want to be able to do something that is very much you directed as opposed to someone else directed in terms of how you do it and whether you have additional staff and whether you do it out of the house and whatever. But it sounds like a great situation. And you really don't have to decide anything at this moment because you don't have the other job. But if you get it, I mean, it would seem to me an obvious thing to do is to combine them. And it may be that the other job, the full-time job, you can do instead of doing 8 hours a day for 5 days a week, that you can do 9 hours a day for 4 days a week or 9.5 hours so that you have one extra day to do this. I mean, it sounds very doable.
Okay. All right. I think I was just worried about sort of leading on this part-time gig and then having to tell them in...
But you don't. I mean, and look, anybody who hires somebody with a master's degree as part-time understands that they're very likely gonna move on. I mean, that most people have master's degrees unless there's a reason, unless you're dealing with an elderly parent or, you know, kids in daycare or whatever. But it sounds to me that you may be able to bring the expertise from both separate situations to great benefit to both different jobs. You get to be like me. You get to be a conduit.
I would love to be like you. Thank you.
All right. Well, go for it, kiddo.
All right, thanks.
So go apply and think about how you combine them, and you're off and running. If you need some more help, call me back. Jennifer, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. Jennifer, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi,
I'm contemplating divorce, and I recently read the book called The Unexpected Legacy of Divorce. It's a 25-year study by Judith Wallerstein. And I was wondering if you had read that book or heard of that study, and if you could give me any information or if you could speak on it.
Is that the one that says that the kids get screwed up on it?
Well, it says it weighs the pros and cons. It talks about staying in a marriage that isn't perfect and how that impacts some kids, and then it also then talks about how the actual divorce impacts kids.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. I think it came out a couple of years ago, and created, as I recall, somewhat of a fuss. Let me just give you, without necessarily responding directly to the book, just give you my take on divorce, with, I suppose, the caveat that I'm divorced, and I mean, I think there are things that I did right and things that I, if I had to do them again, would probably do differently. But I think part of it depends. I mean, 25 years is a long study, except that 25 years ago basically takes you back to the 80s, which is a very different time than now. And I think that that the world has changed significantly. I mean, we didn't have cell phones in the 80s, and the computer was, you know, was for nerds in basements. People didn't have, I mean, it was just a very different kind of world. Divorce was still about 50% of marriages were ending in divorce at that time. Many fewer women worked, so the economic effects of divorce were significantly different 25 years ago than they are today. So, all of that being said, and longitudinal studies sort of drive me nuts, to be quite honest, because they combine data that is from different times, different researchers, different bodies, and it's one of the things that drives me absolutely bananas, because it muddies the science, and it means that your statistics come from a larger pool. But the studies were done by different people under different circumstances, sometimes in different countries, different languages, different questions being asked, different controls on the study. So longitudinal studies, as I said, I guess it gets back to my discussion earlier with Eric today, that says you need to look at the science. Don't take the summaries. Look at the science. Having said that, let me tell you my stance on divorce. It's never easy for anybody. The question is divorce better for anybody than staying in a bad marriage? And I guess part of the argument is, how do you define a bad marriage? If there's abuse going on, I don't think anybody sort of questions that all concerned, including the abuser, are better not being in that marriage. That there is no one who's ever said that growing up in a situation of physical abuse is good for anybody. So I think that, and again, study doesn't look at that. All right, so that's right. Number one. Number two, where do we put emotional abuse on the scale? And I'm one of those people who said, don't combine the two. That everybody can yell, and all of us have said things we wish we hadn't said. That's different than taking a baseball bat to somebody's head. So that becomes a gray area as far as I'm concerned, which means that then you have to look and say, what is making the marriage untenable as far as you're concerned? And let me talk about it abstractly, and then we'll talk with you specifically about your marriage. Unhappy people don't make very good parents. They don't make very good decisions. They're not much fun to be around. I saw a play over the weekend that is an extraordinary experience, which I will talk about later in the week, about children of suicidal moms. And the impact that that has. So, again, it gets back to the issue of how unhappy is the marriage. If you think, gee, there may just be somebody who's sexier, is that a good reason to get out of a marriage? Well, it may be a reason to get some counseling. It may be a reason to take a break, but I'm not sure it's a reason for a divorce. But, again, individuals are going to come up with various reasons. I think people get married for all the wrong reasons, so they're probably going to get divorced for equally stupid reasons as well. But So the question is, are you having a seven-year itch? Are you just feeling that there's something better out there? Are you feeling like your life isn't working? And I can remember clients of mine who would come in, and I had one woman who said, that I have beautiful kids, I have a husband who loves me, and I'm ready to kill myself. Well, this is obviously not a very good situation. And the question is, was it her marriage or was it her life in general? And again, that sometimes a woman, for example, getting a job can make a huge difference because she's not so financially or emotionally dependent on the man. And dependence for adults doesn't work very well in the long run. So again, not knowing anything about your situation, which we will go to in a moment, I would say that you have to evaluate what it is that's making you unhappy and what do you think you can do about it. And divorce should probably be the final answer, not the first answer. And that may include counseling. It may include some time apart, which doesn't mean dating another person. If there's an affair involved, it's a terrible reason to think about a divorce because you're just going to muddy the waters. But there are legitimately situations in which the people just don't see eye to eye on anything anymore, that the sex doesn't work, the finance doesn't work, they're not friendly with one another, living essentially either as strangers or even worse as an armed camp. and understanding that this isn't very good for adults, and then when you throw kids into the mix, that kids are both a reason to stay together, to work harder on a relationship, because we know that they're going to have very little control over whether that marriage is viable or not, but they're also going to be affected by it. So if there are two adults who aren't very happy with one another, then I would say, well, let's figure out why you're unhappy. Is there anything that can be done about it? And go from there. If there are children involved, I would say it's even more important to see what the issues are and is there any resolution to it. If there is not, if neither partner feels, or one feels so strongly it doesn't make any difference what the other one feels, then are there ways to minimize the impact on the children? And I think the answer unquestionably is yes. And the first rule of thumb is making that you don't share details about the relationship with the children, no matter what age they are. It's none of their business if mom or dad had an affair, or if their sex life isn't working, or dad lost his job, or mom is put on weight. That's children shouldn't have to be involved with that. What you can explain to children, which they understand really at any age, is that, you know, sometimes you really like somebody and then you don't like them anymore, and there's really not as much as you'd like to. You just don't feel that way about them anymore. That children only care about the specifics when it comes to them, so another reason not to share details. That both parents stay involved with the children. That one parent doesn't disappear. That one parent doesn't make sure that both parents work very hard at making sure that all the kids have access to both parents. They don't badmouth each other, they don't spy on each other, and they don't get involved with anybody else for at least a year after the divorce. And they stay involved with the children. Now, having said all of that, you can see that there's not an easy answer that says, yeah, go ahead and get divorced, or no, don't get divorced. I think children growing up in a situation that you know it's an armed camp, that you know that your parents really don't like each other, that they argue all the time, or that there's silence, doesn't give children the sense of security. I mean, think about when your parents fought, whether that it didn't make you feel warm and fuzzy, it made you feel scared, silly. And certainly it makes it more difficult, I think, for children, either from a bad marriage or from divorce, to go on and have a good marriage on their own. Although probably a parent's marriage that seems to exclude the kids because it's so happy is not great for their future marital happiness either. So do you want me to look specifically at your marriage and see what we do about that?
I've got a few minutes, if you have a few minutes.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. I am 44 years old, and my husband's 47. We've been married for 19 years, and I found out 18 months ago that he has been online on Craigslist and having anonymous sex with men that he doesn't even know.
All right, so he has been having sex?
Yes.
Okay, and it's with men?
Yes.
How'd you find out?
His behavior was just so erratic and bizarre, and his phone was laying out, and right popped up a message that was totally bizarre to me. And then he used our family iPad to look up ads for men seeking men, didn't delete it, didn't try to hide any of the history.
Right, so he wanted to be caught.
I guess so, yeah.
Have you talked with him about this?
Yes.
And what does he say?
He says he was in it was not him. He actually spent 3 days at a mental health unit because he was suicidal.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back. All right,
okay.
855-99 Dr. Joy. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Jennifer, Sarah, don't worry. I've got a whole other hour. I'll get to you, I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Jennifer Sarah. I'll get to you. We have a whole other hour, so don't worry. I'll give you as much time as you need. Jennifer's asking kind of an abstract question about divorce. And in her own particular case, she's been married for almost 20 years, 19 years, and found out, 18 months ago, you're telling me, that her husband was really looking to confess without having to confess that he'd been having anonymous sex with men, and he left sort of an electronic trail rather than a paper trail. So and he said it wasn't him. He checked into a mental health clinic. So what's happened? Bring me up to date on that.
He was there for a short stay. He has been in counseling on his own for about 6 months. Then I joined and we tried to do counseling together. It didn't go well. And he dropped counseling altogether. And he has not seen his psychiatrist or been in counseling since like July of 2014.
Go ahead.
At the time, they said he was bipolar, and they gave him some medication. Prior to that, he was taking Adderall, and his story is that the Adderall made him do it.
Well, Adderall is like alcohol or anything else. It can't create the impulse. It can lower the inhibition, but it can't create the impulse. What do you want at this moment?
We have a 12-year-old son, and I am not having sex with a man. I am not, you know, interested in patching up our relationship to have a sexual marriage, but I do want to try to figure out what is best for our son.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're not answering my question.
Okay.
What do you want? Have a magic wand. Make things whatever you want them to be.
I want
the marriage undo.
I thought I had.
Well, you can't unknow something. Are you? What was your sex life like 2 years ago?
Our sex life has not been grand over the 20 years.
Have any inkling that your husband was gay? Has the thought ever crossed your mind?
At this point, I'd have to say, yeah, I guess I thought that.
Okay.
What made me think that was his, what I thought was just a lack of a sex drive, which he always said, you just have this overactive sex drive that I can't compete with.
Okay, I got that. But you've been with him for presumably 20 plus years. You've been married to him for 19. Did the thought ever occur to you, any of your girlfriends, your mom, used to say, you know, have you ever thought of whether he's gay?
No.
And it never occurred to you that he might be?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's see where we are at this moment. What does he want? Do you know?
He wants to continue the marriage.
Okay. What are you? I mean, look, it seems to me you've got three options here. One, the option of pretending that you don't know what you know would seem to me unwise, if not impossible. I guess the first place to start is whether or not you would be willing to have sex with him.
I'm not.
Okay. Would you, if you were married to him, would you want to have sex? Would you want to have sex outside the marriage?
Today, my answer is no.
Okay. Would you allow him to have sex outside the marriage?
I would rather he didn't, but he did it, and I didn't know about it, so I feel like I can't control that.
Well, that's not exactly the question. Because, look, you've got some options here. One is you would not be the first woman who was married to a gay man who either didn't know about it or suspected it or didn't suspect it, but found out and decided he's my best friend, we're raising children together, we own property together, he dresses nicely. You would not be the first nor the last woman who is married to a gay man. All right, so that's one possibility. You obviously, it means that you've got to negotiate some issues, and I just mentioned several of them. Are you willing to lead a celibate life? You can ask him if he's willing to do it, but it's probably more sensible to say if you're not going to have sex with him, you need to make sure that your sex life is discreet so it doesn't embarrass me or our son. At some point, presumably, he's going to have to be honest with his son, maybe not at 12, but at some point of saying, I'm gay.
Well, and this is another worry of mine. He created at least two sex tapes with some of these men that he met for a afternoon delight. My concern is those are out there. He thinks, oh, these people erased them. They're out there.
Well, but again, that's sort of interesting, but not terribly relevant to what you need to decide. I mean, I suppose if they become public, and I, you know, I have you seen the sex tapes? Do you have any idea what they contain?
I've seen still pictures that have been sent. I have not seen the tapes.
Is he identifiable?
Well, yes, because in the tape it said, make sure you erase it because my face is in it.
Okay. All right. So you have some questions to answer, and they're really up to you. They have no bearing on him. Am I willing to stay married to a gay man? What if I'm willing to stay married to him, what are the rules? What are the financial issues? You telling your son about his father's sex life is not relevant, that he's going to have to do that at some point. The question is he going to find out about it? You already know, so the likelihood of you being embarrassed about it, I mean, who knows? I mean, I think that the public part of it, you just have to, I suppose it's waiting for the other shoe to drop, but it's not like you don't know about it. So presumably you could decide at that moment. And again, you would not be the first wife who's had, you know, embarrassing tapes of her husband show up, whether it's with a man or woman. So it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't make you unique in the history of the world. It's not a whole lot of fun, but it's not unique. I think you need to sit down and decide what you want. And finding a therapist to do that, I think working on the marriage at this moment is a waste of time, because whatever marriage you decide is what it's going to work for you is up to you. Whether you stay married to him, whether he puts half the assets in your name, whether you have separate bedrooms, whether you decide to stay married but don't live together, I mean, or whether you divorce him. But I think the point at this juncture is not about your son, but about you and what you want to do. Because if you stay married to him, you're essentially talking about either living a celibate life or living a life where the sex is essentially clandestine. I mean, I suppose we call it open marriage, for lack of a better term. Let me put you on hold. If you need to talk with me some more about this, you may need to just sort of go away and figure, you know, think on your own and then come back to me. Put you on hold. Sarah, I promise I get to you. I've got a whole other hour. I promise give both of you as much time as you need. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.